Well, the recent vote in the House of Representatives, 247 to 175, to end the U.S. supported Saudi war on Yemen is sending a clear signal that the people of the United States and their representatives are not in favor of this war. In fact, they never really were, but the representatives don't usually represent the people. And that is the reason why so many of these wars for empire get started and drag on, despite the general lack of popular support. This particular war was initiated by the Saudis during the Obama administration. It has been rumored that the Saudi leadership told the Obama administration that Yemen would be fully pacified within 2 weeks. And now, years later, the conclusion is even more dubious than it was then. So, obviously, this is a strategic disaster for the Saudis and for this empire, or axis of evil, really, is what it is these days, of bin Salman, who tortures and rapes women who want to drive and chops up critical journalists with bone saws, and Netanyahu, who is equally vicious in his treatment of the Palestinians, and Donald Trump, who for some reason has chosen to side with these two crazy warmongering human rights abusers. This is not what the American people had in mind when they elected Donald Trump, who was in fact sent to the White House on a mission to end imperial wars, interventions, regime changes, and nation-building exercises, and to concentrate his attention on securing our own borders here in the United States. But Trump was inserted into the presidency by Netanyahu and his financial backer, Sheldon Adelson. And Trump has essentially been Adelson and Netanyahu's puppet ever since. And since that hard right-wing Likudnik wing of the Zionist lobby is all out behind bin Salman's vicious and genocidal assault on the people of Yemen, that means Trump has to be in favor of it too. So Trump will undoubtedly veto this law passed in both the House and the Senate. And that means that Congress will have to override Trump's veto with a two-thirds majority in both houses. That is going to be a tough sell in the Senate. It probably could happen in the House pretty easily, but the Senate will only override Trump's veto if there is an outpouring of popular support for ending this horrific war. And that's why Americans who have risen up against wars in the past with mixed success may have another task here on their hands. It's time for Americans to let their voices be heard and to say, we never wanted this genocidal assault on Yemen. We don't like bin Salman. What are we doing here? Trump, take your mafiosi links with these billionaire Saudi royals and these billionaire Zionists like Hudniks, like Sheldon Adelson, and bury them for good, because we need to end this horrific policy. We need to save the people of Yemen.